Right now it is time to be joined by our friends at Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio. Thorin Christendotter joins us most every Tuesday that we have. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, we're not getting that
that's
rain.
Good.
It's we're entering into a very, very busy time. A couple things
yes.
I wanted to talk with you about.
Sure.
And they've been featured in Main Street Magazine over the month of October. Over the month of September, we're heading to a new issue coming out very soon. When should the new issue hit the stands, do you think?
Today. We're okay. having delivered today, and it will be up on our website today as well.
All right. So you can look for the new editions today. Some stories that really affect the whole area. First of all, Save Sharon Hospital Group has put together a bunch of community forums, and you have a story on that. The next one comes up in Millerton tomorrow, and then in Kent 1 week from tomorrow. But you've got a full story on what's going on, and more doctors are also getting involved in explaining the various aspects to what's going on with Save the Sharon Hospital. And I think you at Main Street Magazine have taken this on and also in a correct way, just to let the public know. And no one's taking sides here in public media. We don't take sides, but we do present both sides of the story. And I think you're doing a great job doing that.
Oh, thank you. Well, we had an article in August, a pretty big article that Regina researched, and she looked at the community aspect of what happens when hospitals, close services or, end up closing altogether, and spoke with members there. We have now, since the Safe Sharon Hospital Group has put together these roundtables, they've already had one that was in Sharon, and then they have a rally coming up Sunday, October 16th, followed by the public hearing. And that's kind of what has prompted all this. So we've all in our community heard about the closures at the hospital for a few years now, but there's been a lot of confusion, even amongst the staff at the hospital and doctors and especially patients, because there have been mixed messages. And so that's why we decided, you've talked about it, Lakeville Journal and others have talked about, through the years, what's been happening. So that's, we felt like it was our time in August to do that. So the piece we have online is a follow-up about specifically the roundtables and the rally and the hearing from the perspective of the Safe Sharon Hospital that Regina wrote as a follow-up. And she is actually speaking tomorrow with Nuvance to get their perspective on it. So that article will probably come out Friday or, worst case on Monday, depending on how long that takes her. But as you were saying, we're trying to get both sides. But what the Safe Sharon Hospital's group is doing is that with the roundtables, they're inviting the public. It's completely free. Some of the doctors and staff are speaking and addressing from their perspective the issue of what would happen and just trying to educate the public. And what they're trying to hoping for is that everyone that is interested who wants to help save Sharon Hospital will show up to the rally and then will give testimony at the hearing in support of saving the hospital or saving these, the maternity ward and the limiting of the ICU hours and services. And that public hearing will be through Zoom on Tuesday the 18th, but you have to submit by email to OHS, which is the government organization who's doing the hearing, I believe on Monday, and then public testimony starts at either 2 or 3 o'clock.
All right. No, it's just an important thing. And here's the whole thing, is nobody on the side of Save the Sharon Hospital is asking for anything more than sit down, don't do this, follow what you originally proposed, waiting 5 years and then not doing it at 3 years, and also take the extra time to find out ways you can save money and you can streamline operations to keep both those services going. That's basically what this is all about. Basically, this isn't a cut and dry thing. Just want the time so you can work with the hospital and Nuvance and come up with a way where everybody gets everything.
They're hoping, and they, you know, as Dr. Mortman, who's the OBGYN, has been since 1991 and has delivered, you know, probably half the babies in the region, you know, as he says, this is the difference between life and death because of the proximity of the hospital. And now if pregnant women have to drive elsewhere, they have to go to Poughkeepsie or to Torrington. And he, as he's said many times in interviews, you know, that, you know, when there's an emergency, that some of these places may not be equipped with the proper OBGYN services, and or some women don't have time to make it that far to a hospital. So, you know, you hear those nightmare stories and it's worrisome. Or how about, you know, in the dead of winter, we know what it's like around here. So that's part of the argument that the doctors are making, that it would be detrimental, not just to the community, but to lives if these services were shuttered.
And I've interviewed another doctor, pediatrician, and mm-hmm. that interview will be coming up a little bit later on today and other times.
Oh, great.
And he goes into things and into detail about things, how important and why it is so important, just dealing with the birthing situation, why it's so important that the birthing stay operational. He brought up things that I was frankly amazed at what I heard. So that'll be coming up later on today. Now, this is the great thing about Main Street Magazine. I've learned something in your magazine. I never knew this group existed, and they've got an event coming up this weekend on October the 8th. What it is the Centennial Farms Foundation. It's a mm-hmm. part. It's part. Explain to me a little bit about some. And I think I bet you there's a lot of people in Northwest Connecticut that don't know about this foundation and what it does.
Sure. So we actually had a story last year, a pretty in-depth story. I think it was September, October last year, about this particular farm that's in Stanfordville. And they are part of a very small, and I you know, I want to say elite, but it's not the right word to use, but part of a very few farms that are centennial farms that have been in families for over a century and have been operational. And this farm created a foundation to help support other farms like it, because farming is hard. And they are, you know, from the Hudson Valley. And so this organization did wonderful things to set this up and support these farms. And you might see the Centennial yard signs around the area. I don't know if they've made it over to Connecticut. But, you know, they're just giving recognition and help to farms that, you know, have been around for this long. And they're trying to make sure that they continue to stay, you know, around because they're a huge and important factor in our community and in our history and our culture.
And I guess why I want to bring this up is this event that's going on in Stanfordville, New York, at the Kemmerer Farm on Saturday. It runs from noon to 8. There's live music throughout the day, hay rides, food trucks, wine and beer tent, local libations, activities for kids, and it's all for a great cause. You know, I know it's a busy weekend this weekend, but this is on Saturday the 8th, and it runs from like from noon to 8. So you can still do a lot of activities during the day and catch this later in the day into the evening.
Exactly. Hey, you gotta eat and listen to music, so may as well go there and support a great cause, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, because this weekend, of course, is the weekend of the Salisbury Fall Festival. Yep. Then you have a Brewski Fest on Sunday. I mean, there's a lot going on this weekend, but I never was aware of this organization, and this is what makes local media so great, is that you can put the spotlight on it and bring people something that they don't know about.
Exactly. If anyone wants to read further about it, it's on our website. This is not a story in the printed magazine at this time, but it's on our website. But they actually were brought to my attention last year, and that's why we did the article on them last year. And I'm so glad that we did, because, you know, things like this are something that I care very deeply about and I think are important. And I hope the traditions are able to continue on, and the hard work of people who have done this for, you know, for over a century, for generations. So, I mean, as I said, this is part of the fabric of our community.
And once again, if you want more information on it, it's right when you go right to the homepage, mainstreetmag.com, mainstreetmag.com. Just scroll down, and you'll see the story about the Safe Sharon Hospital and passports, and then what's happening on Main Street near you, and you can click on it, Farm Party with a Purpose. All right, so you're all going to be busy getting the magazine out. When we talk next week, what's the feature for October?
October has a bit of a history theme to it, so we're diving into a little bit of pieces of history from our region.
All right. Thorin, always great to talk with you. We'll speak with you next week.
Sounds terrific. Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine, mainstreetmag.com on the web.